Okay. Just close your eyes. And do it really consciously, understanding that when you close your eyes and you stop looking outside, you are actually looking inside. To close your eyes to the outside world is to open them to the inner world. The inner world is very, very vast. It's as vast as an entire universe. There is so much space in you. So much space. And when we change the focus from our thoughts and our mind and slowly allow ourselves to drop down into the body, there is a lot more space there. There is a lot of space in the context, in the container. There's content floating around in there. But you are the space within the container. You are the contextual field. You shift from staring at content to gazing. To gazing at all the space between the pockets of content. Understanding that between each cell, there is a lot of space. Between the membrane of a cell and the nucleus of a cell, there is a lot of space. There is more space in you than there is content. Just like there is more space in a universe than there are stars. So just that shift. Simply through intention. Intending to become the consciousness of the space within you. All that space within you. Shifting yourself from thought to space. Letting your eyes become soft, unfocused, relaxed. So that you can see much vaster within you. So that you can look within. Becoming aware of all of your body, all of your body. The head, the neck. Shoulders, the torso, the arms, the legs, the feet and the hands, all of it at once. You can be all that space at once. Imagining that with the inhales and the exhales, you're just moving around. It's like waves, waves of consciousness. It's no set direction. Inhaling, exhaling, the ebb and flow of your soul. Always so pleased when you come back to the body and allow your consciousness to be much vaster. Allowing the soul energy to have room to breathe through this body. All these levels of your being all coexist at once, all pulsating, all with their own rhythms. Feeling your physical body, your bone structure, your muscles, your skin, feeling your aura, your energy bodies, all the way into that central line and all the way out to the outskirts of your aura. Deeper than that, feeling the hairline, that golden thread, coming all the way down from the Godhead, creating this line of energy of the unique, individuated God essence that you are, passing through you all the way into the molten core of the earth, with your soul seat above your thymus, below your throat, where all the longings of your soul, everything you have come, all the purposes you wish to fulfill, and your Tan Tien, that red ball of pure energy below your belly button, through which you can bring up the energy of Earth and have the power of all the resources at your disposal to fulfill the longings of your soul. That hairline, so straight, so healthy. And even deeper than that, your core star level above your belly button, deep, 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 deep within your being, where your pure, individuated God essence shines. Always. It never stops. It pulsates. It pulsates at the rhythm like the heartbeat of the divine, the heartbeat of the God essence that you are. And that same core star energy is at the center of every single cell of your body. Every single cell. Every single nucleus has its own core star. Has a holographic replica of the core star of your being. All the physical cells, of course, but also all the photoluminescent cells, all the energy cells of your aura, just taking a moment as you breathe in and out of your Chorister to become aware that you are also breathing in and out of the Chorister at the heart of every single cell of your being. Inhaling into the Chorister, exhaling, allowing it to expand its rays, shining each of our Choristers bright into this container that we're in, offering this pure energy of divine love, of divine being, to all of our systems, all of our layers, all of our levels, like we're shining from the inside out, generating our own light, which is literally what we do. We are generators of light. We don't need light from the outside. We are the light. The more we focus on it, the more we bring our intention into it, the more it shines bright. I want you to imagine that you can upwell the energy of the Chorister from the Chorister above your belly button and inhaling it, bringing up into your heart. Into your heart, that bridge. The bridge between the human and the divine. The bridge between your human chakras and your divine chakras. Inhaling that Chorister energy, bringing it into the heart and allowing it to expand, allowing it to circulate and flow from your heart into all of your body, through your blood, from the heart, allowing it to flow into the spine, letting it fill the central line of your aura, the line in which you have your chakras. Inhaling from the Chorister into the heart chakra, exhaling, filling the entire central line. Taking the time to scan and notice as you inhale it into the heart and exhale it downwards towards the plexus and the sacral and the root. Inhaling the Chorister energy into the heart. Exhaling from the heart down through the root. Good. Inhaling the Chorister energy into the heart and exhaling it upwards through the throat, through the pineal gland, through the crown. And just, we're just going to kind of like set it and forget it. Just your inhales are bringing the core star energy into the heart. The exhales are expanding and spreading that energy through the central line, through the entire body, through the blood. All these little blood cells with their little core stars at the center. Right now we're just increasing the frequency of your auric field, bringing in all this energy, all this high frequency consciousness of the divine being that you are. We increase the frequency of all the cells of your aura, all the photoluminescent cells. Inhaling, just increasing the frequency of the heart. Exhaling, spreading it out through the entire aura. This process is just going to keep going. And I want us to bring our attention into our brainstem, softly and gently. A part of our brain that works so hard. It is one of the most important parts of your brain. It is able to react in real time to anything going on and will always seek to protect you. To protect your physical body, to protect your emotional body. It is the ultimate servant. It never sleeps. It never stops working for you. It just carries programs that need to be replaced. And I don't mean replaced by other programs. We want our brainstem to be restored to its natural, optimal state of functioning, to be able to respond in real time to anything going on, in the immediate surrounding, and to be calm in order for our instincts to be able to function at their optimal level. We need to be calm and present. So bringing this energy into your brainstem. Bringing the energy of calm and present. We don't need to go in there with our cortex and like, what are the programs and what is this stupid thing I believe and what is that? And none of that. Let's just go in there and be there. Offer it. Presence. I am here. Thank you. Thank you for the work you do for me. It's safe to relax. It is safe to relax. Your brainstem is composed of millions of cells. Breathe with the core star at the center of each of the cells of your brainstem, of your reptilian brain, bringing new energy here. Allowing programs to be released gently, with grace and gratitude. It's so important that we be grateful. These programs allowed you to survive. They allowed you to survive at a moment in your life when that program was fitting. And now it's time to trust that your survival brain will function a lot better if it can answer in real time to what's going on. So breathing into the brainstem, it's all like the base of the brain, the back of the skull, near the neck. It's like a nice big ball. It's about the size of a grapefruit. Just seeing it shine. Feeling the core star, the center of each of the cells, shining brighter. Shining brighter. Transmuting so simply and so gracefully any of the frequencies that have kept it stuck in fear. If you look at a lizard, when it's soaking in the sun, it is chill. It is not in a constant state of fear. Fear is only there when it is needed to fuel a reaction. The rest of the time, it's about eating, sleeping, relaxing. It is safe to relax. If you want to use shiny white and silver powder, it's a great place to use it. It's like rest. You might even feel in your body where something's getting kind of melted as you focus in on your brainstem. And you, as the conscious being, you are, how can I say this, the governor of the vessel. You are here to let this part of your brain know it is safe to relax now. It's normal if you feel other parts of the brain kind of reacting a little bit. It's okay. It's okay. One layer at a time. Let's focus in the energy a little bit higher up into the limbic brain, which is basically just the entire, it's pretty much at the center of your brain. It's just this cavity where there's a bunch of glands, so many important glands here. So you're still with the brainstem, but imagine you're just going a little bit further into the brain. You're going towards the center of the brain. And here, it's the same command. It is safe to relax. You are safe. You belong. You are loved. Inhaling and exhaling, all the cells that compose all these organs of the limbic brain, all containing their own unique core star. Inhaling, amplifying the light of that core star. Exhaling, allowing it to spread, allowing that frequency. It's just entrainment. The higher frequency cancels out the lower one. It is safe to relax. It is safe to feel safe. Ooh. All right, let's expand that just a little bit more. Just so all of the brain structure receives this beautiful intention that we're working with right now. Allowing energy to flow properly. You know, information comes in through the brainstem, goes to the limbic brain, then it flows up and through the cortex before it comes into the neocortex, which is in front of your forehead. So just, we're not going to focus on those a lot because we don't need to. That's not really where the programming is. But we just want to let that energy flow that we're working with right now. It's safe to relax. We want information to be able to come through the survival brain and the emotional brain and actually make it up to the logical brain and the creative brain. So just letting that flow, that energy, this information that we're bringing in right now, it's safe to relax. Allowing our brain structure to relax. Allowing it to feel how good it feels to have our consciousness honed into it, not about content, literally about the container. Breathing into all the cells of the brain, the cortex and the neocortex, all of it at once. Inhaling into the core star, the center of each cell of your brain. Exhaling, allowing that light to expand. It is safe to relax. It is safe to process information in real time. I want you to visualize light blue energy with a lot of silver powder everywhere in the brain structure. It's probably going to have a cooling effect. Just a light, light blue, so shiny, full of silver powder. Oof. Okay. We're going to unfocus our attention from the brain. And I want you to imagine that you're just slowly, it's like slowly, gently falling down into your heart space. Just like, like there's this huge down feather cushion there. And you can just land here gently. Landing. Maybe you're sitting, maybe you're laying. But here you get to rest. Here you get to know what it feels like to be held by your soul, far away from any concepts of survival. This sacred space where you are held gently at all times within the love of the divine being that you are. Within the love of divine being, it's not even a divine being, it is divine being. And that core star energy is still upwelling into the heart. And you're just going to be here and receive it. It's like it wells up and it goes through the cushion and just comes into you. Relax. Know how deeply you are loved. Know yourself as a child of God. Know yourself as love. And let that spread through your body. Breathing in, receiving all that core star energy into your heart. Breathing out, just offering it to yourself. This is important to realize. It's no one's giving it to you. You're doing this. You are divine being. You are the one giving this to yourself. You are divine essence made manifest. You are divine essence made manifest. You are the light. Breathing that deeply into your heart. And as you exhale, it's like you just offer it. You offer it. It's like an offering. It's like you're raising your divine hands up towards the head, and you are offering this to the brain structure. You are offering this to the mind. The more your mind understands that the heart is the center, the more it will be happy to serve it, because the food that the heart can bring to the mind is what the mind most needs. It is the food of silence and absolute understanding that you are safe. Bringing that beautiful nectar gracefully, so softly and gently, up to the mind, up to the head. It's like, here is a gift. I ask nothing of you. Here is pure love and presence, nurturing. The best medicine for the mind is silence. And the heart, the love that the heart brings to the mind, is so full that it brings the mind to a stop so that it can fully receive it. Inhaling the core star energy into the heart, exhaling it all the way up through the head. You can even send it out the crown if you want. You can send it out of the base of the skull as well. Just allow this nectar to be received. Allow your mind to know it is safe for it to rest. Imagine that it's safe to rest. Something incredible about our mind is that it will always choose what requires less effort, less usage of energy. Once we are able to help our mind understand that it is safe for it to rest and to be in real time and let the heart and the deep intuition accessible through the prefrontal cortex be the main decision makers in our lives, the mind will stop trying to do most of what it's doing because it needs to know that we are back in the driver's seat before it can fully let go, relax, and start working in real time. In order for your mind to be able to work in real time, it requires absolute presence and stillness. Silence is the best medicine for your mind. And the more it tastes the nectar of that, the more it will want it. And then when you do need to use it, it'll be happy to come online. And when you don't need it, it'll be happy to come back to silence. I thought I was maybe going to go into a bit of campfire, but it doesn't feel necessary. It feels like just a very, very soft and loving meditation that we did tonight. A soft, loving meditation where we offered all this energy and all this presence to the actual brain structure, to letting it know it's okay to relax, we're safe. If anything in us has a reaction to that, it's like, I just want you to imagine that you can just be sitting in that super awesome, comfortable cushion in your heart, and you can just hold that part, hold that energy, and let it know, I got you. I got you. And just allowing that core star energy to upwell from deep within your being into your heart space. And exhale, we just send that information on upwards. It's safe to let go of the programs. It's safe to come back to the now and respond in real time. I know the way my brain structure works is like, there's like a little part of a little fragment of the inner child in me that's like, but I don't know how, I don't know how. Like that kind of energy of not knowing how, the distress of not knowing how. And this is the beauty of learning to live in the field of presence and real time response, is that the how will appear in real time when we are relaxed and available. We don't need to pre-figure it out. There is vast intelligence within you, within your cells, You are connected to universal intelligence at all times. And the more you are able to relax, the more you are able to tap into it, and any and every solution ever needed are already there. They are just waiting for you to be relaxed and responsive to show up when they are needed. And that's what we want. We want to live in real time. Not in the past, not in the future, right here, right now. Everything is right here, right now. We just need to relax. And it will all be revealed. Oh, that feels nice in the heart. Oof. Yeah, a little smile. Have a little smile. It's like a little smile on your lips. Maybe it's a smile inside of you too. Maybe it's a smile in your heart. Just that loving gaze. Gazing and loving yourself and knowing, hey, it's all good. I got this. Relax. Woof. And yeah, just kind of hang out in that comfy cushion in your heart and just slowly move your body a little bit. Slowly bring yourself. Like, you don't need to leave anywhere. We should just be on that comfy cushion all the time, actually. Life would be a lot simpler. Just notice. How your brain feels. Notice how it feels to be hanging out in your chest. And just keep reminding yourself, it's safe to relax. I am here now. Bye.